Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have some wild breaking news. We have officially received the letter that Donald Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein back in the early 2000s for Epstein's 50th birthday, at the peak of Donald Trump and Epstein's relationship, and at the peak of Epstein's sex trafficking and pedophilia. At this time, Donald Trump was drawing handwritten letters of the outline of a woman's body with his name signed as the pubic hair, and talking about how they both have wonderful secrets and a lot of things in common. At this time, Jeffrey Epstein was literally grooming girls out of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago spa so he could traumatize them and sexually abuse them. We'll cover this more, but I just want to point out that this blows up Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and Rupert Murdoch. And no, I didn't misspeak. $10 billion is what Donald Trump was asking for after they originally released an article saying, hey, Trump sent a letter to Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump sued the Wall Street Journal and its owners, including Rupert Murdoch, for at least $10 billion. This happened about 2 months ago, over the newspaper's report that his name was on a 2003 birthday greeting for Jeffrey Epstein. So the Wall Street Journal releasing this accomplishes multiple things at once. Not only does it further implicate Trump, but it blows up his entire narrative and he loses so much damn credibility. We know that he's been lying, of course. We know that he's been covering this up and acting erratic, but the reality is a lot of Trump supporters are so dogmatic that they still believe every word he says, and this just blows up the narrative, the lawsuit, and loses him so much credibility. Not to point out, this should lose him credibility. Listen to Jeffrey Epstein being asked, have you ever socialized with Trump around minors? Just listen.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
Oh my God, he asserted his 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment right. He really did not want to answer that question whatsoever. While all of this is happening, Donald Trump is tweeting about mass migration on social media, saying it's a weapon of mass destruction, spreading more xenophobia. But what we should be focusing on, in my opinion, is not only the Epstein cover-up, not only the survivors and what's happened to them, but just think about the broad narrative. Just stick with me for 1 second. So back in the early 2000s, in 2003, 2004, Trump praised Jeffrey Epstein as a terrific guy who likes women on the younger side. They had been friends since the late 80s because they existed in the same Palm Beach, Florida circles. In the early 90s, they were seen at a party, whispering and pointing at girls. We all know the clip that I'm talking about. Then a few months later, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein held their own secretive meeting, just those two, just Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, with a bunch of calendar girls. We don't even know their age. Donald Trump then, in the early 2000s, bought multiple beauty pageants in one swoop. Then in the late 2000s, bragged about walking into those beauty pageants while underage girls were changing because they just let him do it. When you're enough of a star, they just let you do it. A photo of this letter, which has been turned over to Congress, shows Donald Trump's drawing and his signature to Jeffrey Epstein. Lawyers for Jeff Epstein's estate have given Congress a copy of the birthday book put together for the financier's 50th birthday, which includes a letter with Trump's signature that he says doesn't exist, but you can match it to Donald Trump's signature in the exact year. Remember, the letter itself is so weird. It's the outline of a woman's body, which, like, that's, it can be creepy, but it's not inherently something that's like crazy or criminal. I mean, the only reason it goes from immature and juvenile to creepy and pedophilic is because it's Donald Trump sending it over to Jeffrey Epstein. Can I just point out as well that the breasts that are drawn seem to be drawn like intentionally in an underdeveloped way. I'm not trying to be weird about it, but this whole drawing is weird. And it says, it's written in a script style. It says, voiceover, there must be more to life than having everything. Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it's clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. This is all wrapped in a weird sexual drawing. And again, I want to reiterate, the reason why this drawing goes from just kind of weird to something that is so suspicious, I think it pushes it over the line, is because you're looking at the two actors involved in writing and sending this letter. It's being sent to Jeffrey Epstein, prolific sex trafficker and pedophile, from Donald Trump, prolific, not even just a weirdo. This dude brags about walking in the dressing rooms, brags about grabbing women because they let you do it. This dude has been accused of sexual abuse credibly by, it's over 20 different women, but of these 20 women, many of them have like the exact same story, that Donald Trump creeped or crawled into their bed after a party when they were still half drunk. It's just the same story scattered throughout decades. So yes, this letter is absolutely absurd. Lawyers for Jeffrey Epstein's estate have given Congress a copy. On Monday, House Oversight Committee members confirmed they received a copy of the birthday book, including the letter bearing Trump's name. Quote, President Trump called the Epstein investigation a hoax and claimed that his birthday note didn't exist. Now we know Donald Trump was lying and is doing everything he can to cover up the truth. Enough of the games and lies. Release the full files now. The Wall Street Journal in July reported on the book and the letter bearing Trump's name with the squiggly signature Donald mimicking pubic hair. It is absolutely insane. A Dow Jones spokeswoman who got sued, remember Dow Jones got sued, said, we have full confidence in the rigor and accuracy of our reporting. And Rupert Murdoch, you can say what you want about him, but when it pertains to the Wall Street Journal in particular, he is aggressive. They publish things that they know are legally sound, and they've beaten a lot of cases. Rupert Murdoch does not back down. In fact, they've doubled down and exposed Donald Trump. Now, this is a time when we need to capitalize and show that Trump is covering up a lot of things. If he's covering up the Epstein files and blatantly lying, along with his Attorney General Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, what else is he covering up? His health? Is he covering up relations with Vladimir Putin? Is he covering up corruption, which isn't even a question, it's almost certain. So what we need right now are fighters, people who can go out there, be assertive, and have moral clarity when pushing back against this type of stuff. Out with the old, in with the new. And by old, I don't mean age. I mean the old guard politicians who are constantly being boring and have no message. Something that really, you know, makes me feel a little bit better is when I check the prediction market call sheet. One of the markets says, who's the next U.S. presidential election winner? And just to be clear, things changed. Back in 2004, no one knew Obama was going to beat Hillary in 2008, even though he gave a killer speech. In 2012, no one expected Donald Trump to rise to political power 4 years later. But here, we are seeing Gavin Newsom rapidly approaching J.D. Vance. There's three lines shown in this prediction market. The bottom one is AOC. So AOC was actually like ahead of Gavin Newsom at some points. But AOC has since kind of doled down, died down a little bit. And Gavin Newsom is skyrocketing towards J.D. Vance. The only reason J.D. Vance is in first is due to name recognition. The current vice president has an incumbent advantage due to name recognition. But Gavin Newsom is rapidly climbing. And if we put on this fight, if we continue this fight, then we win. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.